Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack McGuire. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ben Taylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Del Singh. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Del Singh steals second. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Byrne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mape settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Avila takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mapes hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Mape settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGuire. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGuire. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mapes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mitchell trying to get to third. Mapes throws the ball into Marsh, who tags Mitchell for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young catches it and throws to first to double up Avila. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-2 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Delsing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings misplays the ball. That's an error on Jennings. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Feller bunts between the mound and first base. Byrne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Feller for the out. Heaton moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mapes hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.